Good morning.
I believe that at our root, we are all joyous, compassionate beings with a natural drive to be loving and kind to each other. My spiritual journey here at Boston University all started with a question. When I was a freshman, I was a little lost and didn't know what I wanted to do academically or otherwise. I had lots of big questions about life, such as who am I, what is my passion, how do I help people? So I did what any college freshman would do. I went looking on Facebook. There was this little club called the BU Zen Group that met every Wednesday night right here in the basement of Marsh Chapel, so I decided to join them for sitting meditation. As I remember, those first 15 minutes of meditation were the longest I'd ever sat still in my life. But something about the quality of that experience resonated with me and planted a seed, for here I am 5 years later and I've dived right into the practice of Buddhism. There was no one telling me how to live, no one telling me what I should or shouldn't do. There was just a sense of, here, come sit down with us and experience your life as it unfolds in this moment. Find your own truth, then use that to help other people. It was astonishingly simple. I believe in people. I believe that people love to be acknowledged, that we need to be attended to, and that deep down we all recognize that this feeling of being separate from each other, separate from the universe, separate from God, is fundamentally delusion, and that in reality we have a shared existence. We are not separate from each other, and we are certainly not separate from the universe. We're very much a part of it. And we create suffering for ourselves and others when we forget this point and start wanting something extra out of our lives or pushing other things away. Rather, if we can recognize this shared existence, if we practice acceptance of everything that appears in our lives moment to moment, then we can wake up to our true compassionate nature and help this world. Out on Marsh Plaza in front of this chapel is a statue of doves wrought from iron dedicated to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his vision of peace. On one side is a quote from a sermon Dr. King gave more than a few times. He said, "Far from being the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, the command to love thy enemy is an absolute necessity for the survival of our civilization." We have this legend here at BU that when the world finally realizes this vision of peace and brotherhood, those iron doves will be released from their pedestal and fly off into the sky. I am grateful to be at an institution which has given me the opportunity to wake up to that spirit of unconditional love. That's not just a Christian idea. All the major religious traditions of the world teach the same thing. In Zen, we call that great love, great compassion, the great bodhisattva way. It's even as simple as keeping a smile on your face. It's the kind of smile that, when you are doing your job and helping others, appears all by itself. There's a contagious quality to smiles and laughter. When we see someone smiling, we can't help but follow suit, and that gives us a little bit of peace. No matter what I end up doing after graduation, it has become my aspiration in this life to share that joyfulness and peace with as many people as I can. I hope that you all go about your own life, as you all go about your own lives, you can, in your own way, share a little bit of joy with someone. I hope that you all can wake up, find your own truth, and help other people. Thank you.